What's her name?
Liz. He felt dazed the way he'd felt coming out of the dark theater into the bright light.
Like Liz Taylor?
Elena looked pleased. That's a nice name for a girlfriend. Bobby laughed a little embarrassed. No, my mother's Liz. My girlfriend's name is Carol.
She pretty?
A real hotsy-totsy, he said, grinning and wiggling one hand from side to side. He was delighted when Elena roared with laughter. She reached over the desk, the flesh of her upper arm hanging like some fantastic wad of dough, and pinched his cheek. It hurt a little, but he liked it. Cute kid. Can I tell you something?
Sure, what?
Just because a man likes to play little cards, that doesn't make him Attila the Hun. You know that, don't you? Bobby nodded hesitantly, then more firmly.
Your ma is your ma. I don't say nothing against anybody's ma because I love my own, but not everybody's ma approves of cards or pool or places like this. It's a point of view, but that's all it is.
Get the picture?
Yes, Bobby said.
He did. He got the picture. He felt very strange, like laughing and crying at the same time. My dad was here, he thought. This seemed, at least for the time being, much more important than any lies his mother might have told about him. My dad was here. He might have stood right where I'm standing now.
I'm glad I look like him,
he blurted. Elena nodded, smiling.
You coming in here like that, just walking in off the street.
What are the odds?
I don't know, but thanks for telling me about him. Thanks a lot. He'd play that Joe Stafford song all night if you let him, Elena said.
Now, don't you go wandering off.
No, ma'am.
No, Elena, Bobby grinned. Elena. She blew him a kiss, as his mother sometimes did, and laughed when Bobby pretended to catch it. Then she went back through the door. Bobby could see what looked like a living room beyond it. There was a big cross on one wall. He reached into his pocket, hooked a finger through the key ring. It was, he thought, a special souvenir of his visit down there, and imagined himself riding down Broad Street on the Schwinn from the Western Auto. He was heading for the park. He was wearing a chocolate-colored stingy brim hat cocked back on his head. His hair was long and combed in a duck's ass. No more crew cut. Later for you, Jack. Tied around his waist was a jacket with his colors on it. Riding the back of his hand was a blue tattoo stamped deep and forever. Outside Field B, Carol would be waiting for him. She'd be watching him ride up. She'd be thinking, oh, you crazy boy, as he swung the Schwinn around in a tight circle, spraying gravel toward but not on her white sneakers. Crazy. Yes, a bad motor scooter and a mean go-getter.